following program contains the uncensored ramblings of two geeks before being geeks was cool. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Loading Geek 1. Loading Geek 2. Synchronizing Geeks.
Welcome to 3x2, version 2.0, the show that takes three topics, throws them at two geeks. I'm Laz D, the pseudo-Kiwi, coming to you as always from 3x2 Studios East.
And I'm the illustrious Patrick M, still at 3x2 Studios Ohio, and still wondering when it's going to get warm, because it's cold out.
Never is the answer. Never.
Cold, bleak, like my life. Although, life has gotten better, and that is today's news. Today's news is all about us, like you'll notice the rest of the episode probably will be. We're going to talk about our new format, because we're back, as you can tell, and we haven't said any bad words yet. Yay!
Yeah, it's actually something we're really trying to not do so much. It's part of that new revived effort to make us a little bit more, mainstream friendly.
That's not like shitheads. Oh, damn!
Couldn't even make it 2 minutes into the podcast, and he's already swearing. All right, I guess it's
okay,
busted now.
That rule out. But the rest of the thing is that this podcast, we're trying to get a little bit more mainstream. So from here on out, we're going to take one major overarching topic, split it into three parts, throw it at us, and we'll chaw that out, and it'll be awesome. We also apparently have guests coming in the future at some point, maybe.
Definitely. We do have some guests. We have some big guests lined up already. I'm actually really quite excited about it, and I can't even actually speak my words clearly. I'm so excited about it. I don't really want to spoil it, and I know it sounds kind of like, ooh, be mysterious, but yeah, we just really can't say anything until we've absolutely locked down times and dates for these people, because they are and actually have it on tape. Yeah, once we've got them down, then we'll let you know who they are, but
want to piss them off.
Right. Or, we really don't want to piss these people off.
We want to record them before we piss them off, at least.
Why is it that you're actually sounding coherent this time and I am? Oh, that's right. It's like way always is. You're coherent and I am a babbling idiot.
And that's the news. And as you can tell, Horny Cat is horny. We do have that back. Hallelujah.
Yes. It wouldn't be a 3x2 episode without a visit from Horny Cat. I'm sorry. the internet has Grumpy Cat. We have Horny Cat.
And Horny Cat is horny.
That's right. Horny Cat is horny.
So some things have changed. Some things stay the same. Our topic tonight, basically, we're going to be talking about all the things that have changed and all that have stayed the same here in the 3x2 universe, starting with 3x2 Studios.
Okay, well, let's back that train up just a little bit about what happened. We got to the end of Season 6, and we were just really burned out. We were really tired. We felt like we were phoning it in. We felt like the people who were listening were just getting the same crap over and over again, and we really didn't want that. We're really actually quite dedicated to doing something that's really cool and giving that stuff that's relevant to our listeners. And this new podcast, this reincarnation, the revitalization of 3x2, is a concerted effort to make sure we do that. And 3x2 Studios is one of our big projects behind that.
Yeah. Rather than us just kind of limping along, phoning it in, talking about her dicks for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you sort of beat me to the punch there. I was going to say, you know, I can't count how many episodes that we just devolved into discussions about our junk. So
season six?
Yeah. All of season six was basically summed up. Don't even bother listening to season six. That
well,
was it.
You can listen for the first 2 minutes because then the cool promos are in. Then it's 20 minutes of dick. Dick.
No, yeah. No, we're not talking about dicks, okay? No, no. I mean, it's a couple of dicks talking, but we're not talking about dicks. So what we're talking about is we're really focusing on 3x2 Studios and my new venture, Studio Kiwi Films. We've got a lot of things going on this year. The first part of this year is really packed with a lot of things going on. But as we get further into 2014, we have some fantastic and really exciting developments and projects lined up that we're going to do. I'm kind of getting myself really worked up and excited about it. So I'm trying not to ramble a little bit or ramble too much about what we're going on. So let's hit some of the finer points.
You've just rambled on a little too much. Now,
as I always do.
I mean, obviously this year you're finally graduating in the cinematography.
Yes, believe it or not, I'm actually going to be the first person in my family to graduate from college. I will have a bachelor's degree in science, majoring in digital cinematography. That's just a few short months away. Actually, as part of that, next month I will be filming my final thesis, which is it's a little project entitled Luck of the Draw. I will have some more information about that on the website as we sort of have more developments. We'll include some screenshots, so some behind-the-scenes work, post-production stills, that sort of stuff. But that's just one of the projects that we're working on right now. Another one I've got coming up, or that actually is already in filming for finishing off season one, is a local production here in the Hampton Roads area. It's a TV series called Precinct 757. And you can actually see that right now. I think you can still see the pilot. It's at blip.tv/ Precinct 757. We'll have that information absolutely accurate on the episode. And it looks like our good friend Horny Cat is back to say hello again.
Yeah, we're never going to let that one go, are we?
I honestly feel like Horny Cat's going to end up being like the show's mascot.
Yeah. As long as we don't get the cat butt into the mixture, we're in good shape.
No, we're not filming these episodes, so I think we can get rid of just cat butt is safe. It would make a nice musical.
The cat butt promo we filmed a couple years ago was enough.
Yeah. and forever in the archives shall it stay. Other things we're working on now is you're focusing more on your writing. You have written a fantastic script for a short movie that we'll be filming mid to later this year.
Oh, yeah. That would be the one called 5 Minutes. To sum up what I can tell without getting too much into the plot, it deals with the last few minutes of a person's life facing down essentially a tyrannical government that has decided to have him killed. Why? You have to see it to figure out why and figure out if he deserves to die or not.
Exactly. So, but, you know, again, that story is really compelling. I feel like we can make a great film out of it, and it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, and that'll give some good quality gravitas. On the other hand, I also would like to eventually get into putting some video up, because one of the things with the new 3x2 cast, and to jump for that fact for a minute, is we want to stay out of the political arena, because when we get into the political arena, I tend to use the word fuck every 5 minutes.
Yes,
no, every
yes,
5 seconds.
Actually, every half a second.
Yeah. I'd give you an example, but that would violate what we're trying to do, which is to not say it every second. So I am working at getting ready to throw up some videos here and there, talking politics, talking whatever I want. I will get that going at some point later this year once I have enough light and equipment to do it. Unfortunately, budgetary reasons, I haven't been able to do shit.
So, again, it's something you're working on, and we'll be seeing that here and later in 2014.
Exactly. Unless I completely flop on that, too. But if I do, we'll still have the 3x2 cast, so yay. Yay us.
Speaking of yay us, well, You know, we're not going to do the segues because that's just dumb.
Yeah, screw the segues. We'll do a cool bumper sound instead.
Now, let's talk about further developments that are going on.
In the family.
In the family department. Yes, that's right.
Family department, because you have been busy since we last recorded our 3x2 cast.
Oh, yeah, I've been busy. You know, because, yeah, Big yeah. Benny is, I've been busy.
Yeah, to give you an idea, first of all, we recorded the last 3x2 cast in April?
The last post for 3x2, the first version of the podcast, came out in February of 2013.
You're shitting me.
Absolutely not. That we have been on sabbatical for almost a full year.
Since then, I came down for another visit. We didn't record a damn thing.
Actually, two visits. You came down for a visit.
The
and
second
came down
visit,
for my...
however, I didn't get to that because the second visit I came down for a specific reason.
That's right. I got married, and the reason why we got married so quickly is because my wife is pregnant with our first child. Yay.
Yes. Now you're going to have four kids, and now you're going to have four cats and a kid.
We have five kids, but yeah.
Trust me. You'll just have to beat the three cats off with a stick to keep them from killing the kid. The fourth one, if you beat off, they'll enjoy it too much because that's horny cat.
Yeah, I really don't want to talk about horny cat much more. I mean, seriously, that's just going to get really depraved.
Talking about kids, so it'll get depraved enough when we talk about mine.
Right. Yeah. So,
not really.
Again, you know, and I'm actually looking forward to, my wife is looking forward to as well, to welcoming our son to the world. And, you know, I specifically look forward to the opportunity to raise another geek because, you know, you never know. Somebody's got to take over this podcast for us in 20 years' time.
Oh, please. Yeah, your spawn and my spawn getting a podcast going.
That's scary. Maybe they'll do it in high school. Although it's kind of difficult for that, since yours is technically about 7 or 8 years ahead of mine.
Yeah. Let's see here. If you time it right, if you time it exactly right, yours is due in late March, right?
That's right.
I will give you the exact date you should pop that baby out, because then I will know at least four people. I've got an uncle, a nephew, and my daughter all have the same date of birth. So if you can add another one to it, if you're thinking about it, and no, I'm not sharing that date.
No.
Yeah, Lauren's going to be turning 8, so yeah, she'll have 8 years on your little peckwood.
It's just amazing how much the families have changed. I mean, your kids are getting older. I mean, I haven't seen them in person for 3 years now, almost.
Yeah, Hang on just a second. Folks, just so you know, he has no idea what's coming up with having a baby. I'm laughing. Anyway, okay, go ahead. I've left my evil laugh.
I don't know what to say. I'm a little bit concerned now. I was all excited, and you just burst my bubble.
I'll grow a pair since you gave them up when you got married.
Do they grow back? Do they grow back? I don't know. So nobody tells me these things. I have to figure this stuff out for myself.
They do. That's what divorce court is for.
I thought you got a
midlife crisis. You go buy yourself a Corvette and wear gold chains and shit. I wouldn't know. I'm still single, and well.
Well,
meet my girlfriend. If you could see the camera that he sees my hand taking up a lot of space. I mean, he already knew her. We're not going there. This is going to go into the sewer very, very quickly if we go there.
I think we nuked this topic about our family, because somehow it started off with me getting married and my wife getting pregnant to you and your one-handed girlfriend. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. From here in Ohio, I'm hoping very much that everything turns out awesome and great and happy and, well,
you can't say it with a straight face, can you? I can see you.
You're completely boned. Okay. But you did bring up a good point. That is one of the greatest things in the world, is raising your own geek.
And what better way to raise your geek than to do so with awesome games?
Yeah, and that's the great thing. I have two kids, of course. I don't mention William quite as much in the gaming context because with the whole fun of the autism, he's not much into the games. Lauren, on the other hand, has taken to them with awesomenessness.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're big fans of the Geek and Sundry show, Tabletop. You watch a little bit more than I do, but, you know, we're still
I
big
watch
fans
a lot
of it.
More.
And, you know, it's something we do ourselves. I mean, you crack out the board games with your kids. I crack out the Zombie Flux and the Munchkin with my wife. You know, and I look forward to, breaking out whatever games we've got with my kids. You know, I'm looking to add more stuff to my repertoire, like Axis and Allies, probably the Railroad game that you've got.
Ticket to Ride.
Right.
Very simple, very easy. You can teach to anybody. One that was a Christmas one that Lauren really wanted was one called Takenoko, which involves a gardener, a panda, and ass loads of bamboo. It's actually fun, strangely enough.
I don't know. What do you think, Horny Cat?
Oh, please, no. Not again. But my biggest challenge, though, is role-playing games. Because our early days, we spent playing Wasteland in front of your Commodore.
And then we went into a role-playing game. Seriously, that game was too... 5 1/4-inch floppy disks that you had to constantly turn over.
Yeah, but it was
that,
still
that was cool. Nuts. It was still awesome. I mean, that filled our role playing fix.
Yeah, until we got into an actual role playing game, theoretically. Shall we go into the trek?
No, we're not going to. We're not going to talk about Hammond Trick. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was, seriously.
That was the perversion of season 6 of 3x2.
Yeah, you got to think, if you listen to the first 6 seasons of 3x2, and you'll know what that game did to us, or what we did to it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, obviously gaming now is a little difficult since it's 11-hour drive.
Yeah, that would be kind of. Look, we'd have to game like every fortnight, if you were to do that. Seriously, I mean, we can't do it every week.
Yeah, I'm going to drive a day to a game for a few hours, then drive back.
Hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, what I did was I started searching online, came across a bundle, and found a little kid level role playing game called Hero Kids. I'll see if I can find a link for it. It's a pretty simple thing, and I kind of gotten Lauren into it.
Yeah, that's the holiday Hero Kids.
Yeah.
I actually did take a little bit more time to look through it, and I mean, really, you got to think about it. It's probably. What the basic D&D would have been. It's written to be more kid friendly, which is cool.
Naturally, I'd make it less kid friendly.
However we get our kids into gaming, that doesn't matter. You just got to do it. So if they want to write something that's a little bit more kid friendly, that's fine. We're all about it. Because eventually, when they get old enough to be able to understand things, sure, the D&D that we played, we'll bring it into the
in your case, Shadowrun.
Shadowrun. I love this game. I am currently preparing to run a fourth edition campaign. I have run a couple in the past before, and I love the game. I love the world. I love everything about it. I even like the system. In sometimes it can be really stupid, but overall,
GM, you dick with that and fix that.
Right, we've implemented house rules or custom rules, whatever you like, whatever. But
ignore the damn rules.
Oh yeah, or get into arguments with the GM when I'm actually a player about what rules I know are in the book, and he's vehemently sort of arguing with me, saying, "No, we're going to ignore the written rules and we're going to do it my way. Ah, but whatever. Gaming is gaming. You know, usually most of it's good. And that is all the time we have for this episode of 3x2. As always, I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi.
And I am the illustrious Patrick M.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter.
Let's try that again. Twitter?
Thritter?
We will call it Thritter. Okay, down off the rails, folks. Follow us on Twitter at 3x2 Studios.
Hashtag podcast at our website, 3xtcast.com. And yeah, we still have a Facebook fan page. We're sorry.
No, Facebook is sorry. We're out.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.